Coming up in just a few minutes, Wayne Allen Root will preview what's ahead on Raw and Unfiltered at 3 o'clock. And he'll also give us a debrief on his amazing trip to South Florida, to Palm Beach, where he gave a speech. But somebody else gave a speech today, talking about being upstage. Ooh. Donald J. Trump, 45th president of the United States, spoke at this luncheon. And Wayne was there, spoke, introduced, I believe. I think he introduced the president of the United States, the former president. We'll get a chance to hear from Wayne Allen Root coming up. But first, it looks like Derek Carr, Raiders quarterback, is about to become a very, very rich man. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following the story all morning. What's going on?
Yeah, well, several outlets are reporting right now that the Raiders have given quarterback Derek Carr a three-year extension worth $121.5 million. So run the math on that, Kevin.
What is that, $40
million? $40 million, $40.5 million per year. In addition to the 1 year he has left on his current deal, which is around $19 and $20 million. So not too bad when you think about the going rate for a Pro Bowl-style quarterback. He's 31 years old. He's a three-time Pro Bowler. And he's thrown for more yards than any Raider quarterback ever in history. So to put that in perspective, all the great names, when John Madden was the coach, Daryl LaMonica, Ken Stabler.
Oh, yeah.
Remember your old friend Rich Gannon, who played for both the Chiefs and the Raiders 15, 20 years ago. So a lot of greats, but Derek Carr has thrown for more yards than any other quarterback in Raider history, over 31,000 yards. So I guess it's money well spent. You got to have one, as they say, if you're going to succeed in the NFL. You got to have a guy at quarterback.
The question is he the right guy to help us win? We'll be talking about that over the next three seasons at least, and maybe beyond. $40 million a year, though, that's a lot of money. Stay where you are. Wayne Allen Root is coming up next. What was it like hanging out with the former president, and is he any closer to running? We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Personal injury attorney for 28 years, I've learned a lot of things about insurance companies, and there are a few things I trust more than them. For example, I trust a rabid cobra protecting her babies. I trust a hungry grizzly bear with a steak in my pocket, and I trust a shark in my hot tub.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Get the picture? Hurt in a wreck and need a check? You know who you can trust. Or Lerner and Rowe.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington.
My fellow New Yorkers, we got it. We got it.
That's New York City Mayor Eric Adams announcing the arrest of suspected subway shooter Frank James. New York City Police Commissioner Keechan Sewell.
We used every resource at our disposal to gather and process significant evidence that directly links Mr. James to the shooting. We were able to shrink his world quickly. There was nowhere left for him to run.
62-year-old Frank James has been charged with a federal terrorism offense after a day-long manhunt and a tipster's call brought police to find him on a Manhattan street. President Biden has authorized additional security assistance to Ukraine. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president called Ukrainian President Zelensky, and the two leaders spoke for nearly an hour on Wednesday. In a statement after the call, Mr. Biden announced that he was authorizing an additional $800 million in weapons, ammunition, and other security assistance to Ukraine. The president said the steady supply of weapons from the U.S. and its Western allies has been critical in sustaining Ukraine's fight against the Russian invasion. He said, "We cannot rest now." Greg Clugston, the White House.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says Russia's war has redrawn the global economic outlook.
I'm not just talking about growth forecasts. I'm also referring to our conception of international cooperation going forward.
Yellen told the Atlantic Council some countries and companies are on the fence when it comes to confronting Russia about its invasion. The Labor Department's Producer Price Index, a measure of inflation before it reaches consumers, soared a record 11.2% last month compared to a year earlier. On Wall Street at the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 345 points, the NASDAQ up by 272. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
It's 104, and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, while the air travel may still be recovering from the COVID-19 slowdown, Las Vegas' airport was the 10th busiest in the world last year. The Airport Council has reported that Reed International cracked the top 10 with more than 39.75 million passengers, the highest ranking the airport has ever reached. In 2020, Las Vegas ranked 22nd in the world. Well, it came in 30th in 2019 before the pandemic outbreak. Travel officials say Las Vegas' airport has bounced back quicker than many of the other markets. Well, the teenager accused of beating and sexually assaulting an El Dorado high school teacher will be charged as an adult. 16-year-old Jonathan Martinez Garcia faces 15 charges in all, including 4 counts of attempted murder. Police say the teen beat and sexually assaulted his teacher after he went to her classroom to talk about his grades. Clark County DA Steve Woodson said the severity of the charges made charging Martinez as an adult automatic. Clark County officials and major employers in Nevada held a press conference about an upcoming job fair. We'll give you more information on that and how you can be a part of that job fair this Friday, next hour.
CQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Moderate flows on the Beltway right now as we speak. 215 eastbound at Decatur. You may tap the brakes through there. Otherwise, not too bad. You're averaging about 60 miles per hour on the 95, but do expect delays through those lane restrictions on Interstate 515 between Main and Eastern.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, call my friends at New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. Write the number down. You may not need it today. You might need it tomorrow. 702-483-0220. That's New Hope Tax Defense. Big hour planned. Wayne Allen Root will join us at 1:35, talking about his trip to South Florida and his visit with the president of former president of the United States. And they both spoke at the same luncheon. And I can't wait to find out how it went. And if we have any further indicators that the former president wants to run for president again. I want to take a few minutes. We talked a lot in the last couple of days about the report from the Labor Department that showed inflation spiked by 8.5%. 8.5%. And if you look at it in just a month-to-month, February to March, it increased 1.2%. You amortize that over 12 months, and that shows you that we are headed in the wrong direction. But as much as I love going over the numbers, what I'd rather do is find out from you how this Biden spike in inflation, the cost of goods and services, the cost of a gallon of gasoline. I had to pay over $50 to fill my crossover. Yeah, my Honda crossover, CRV. And that's wrong. That's absolutely wrong. I want to find out, though, how this Biden inflation is impacting you and your family. Are there trips you're not making? As a business, are there services you're not providing citywide? Instead, you're just dealing with a smaller area. Maybe, one or two square miles, and you're not delivering beyond that. I know of businesses that are doing that have kind of scaled back the driving that they're doing. Are you doing that? I want to find out from you how this whole Biden spike, this inflation spike, is impacting you, your family, your business. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out what is going on in your world that's being adversely impacted by this Biden inflation. They can say all they want in Washington about how, this is a Putin spike. This predated the 49 days or whatever it is, 50 days since this attack began. This predated that a lot. But I know everybody is impacted. This is a tax. They never want to mention it, but it is a tax. And it's a tax on everybody. Anybody that drives, that goes to the grocery store, that ends up having to provide money for a good or service, everybody is impacted. It's not means tested. It's not just for the rich. It's everybody. So what's happening in your family? Are there trips you're not going to be able to take as you look ahead to summer and you had this nice vacation to Disney World or to Disneyland or to SoCal? And you say to yourself, I can't afford it. I can't afford the airfare, and I can't afford having to fill up my tank of gas three times over the course of a week at these prices. I simply cannot do it. Is that what's happening for you? See what you think. This inflation spike has a lot of people very skittish. In fact, Phil Flynn is a Fox Business contributor and was on with Sean Hannity last night. This is cut one, by the way. Cut one. And this was his reaction to this inflation spike. 8.5% year to year, 1.2% month to month, February to March. It's just incredible what's going on. But even Phil Flynn, who's a pretty crusty guy, this was his reaction to the inflation spike. Listen to this.
Phil, let's get your take overall on the economic news today, how this impacts Americans. If you look at, after last month's dramatic increase, inflation-wise, CPI, Bloomberg did an evaluation. The average American household is paying a $5,200 annual Biden inflation tax. That's real money for people.
It really is. In the poor and middle class, the people that the Biden administration purport to help the most are the ones that are getting hurt the worst. And this is incredible. And a lot of it begins with energy, bad policy, and it's spread out to everything. And every move they make to try to fix it actually makes it worse. You know, just recently, the release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Guess what? We got gasoline prices down for a few days, but we really haven't addressed the underlying problem. The real problem is, what if we really do lose all of Russia's oil in the next couple of years? We've drawn down inventories, which is going to be the lowest level since the 1980s. And if there's a real disruption, it's going to be gone. You know, people at home, their heating bills are being doubled. Their rents are going through the roof. And really, their only answer is to double down and do the same things that caused the inflation in the first place, more spending, more regulations, and this is what's going to kill America's poor and middle class.
What do you give as the odds of inflation being a reality in the next year or two?
It is a reality now. It's going to continue for the rest of the year. Listen, this is on fire right now. The Fed knows they're behind the curve. They're going to have to aggressively raise interest rates. And that they know deep down inside increases the risk of a recession. You know, you could see the housing market start to fall apart. Then you're going to start having layoffs. We've seen this picture back in 2008. So they really have to thread the needle. And at the end of the day, unless the Biden administration changes their energy policies, then you're just going to see these prices continue to go higher. We got a little bit of a break here the last couple of days. It isn't going to last, Sean. I think we're going to see another spike up here in the next couple of weeks.
That's Phil Flynn, Fox Business contributor on the Fox Business Channel. He's not the only one talking about rate hikes that is concerned. Mark Meadows, this is cut two, is a former Trump chief of staff. And he last night expressed real concern about the possibility of multiple, as you heard, multiple rate hikes, not just one rate hike, but a bunch of them over the course of the next year. This was Mark Meadows last night.
They're going to raise interest rates dramatically. According to Goldman Sachs, they're predicting as many as 11 rate hikes in 2 years. If that happens, it'll destroy the housing market in the country. It will eliminate people's ability, young people, to get into the market. It'll hurt older people and their ability to stay in their homes. This is beyond serious.
Well, it's beyond serious, Sean. And as you and I have talked before, from a business standpoint, those rising interest rates are a direct, really, result of Biden's overstimulating the economy with too much government spending. What do they want now? They want more government spending. All that will do is exacerbate the problem. But here's the interesting thing is, there is a bit of good news. We don't have to live with this. There's an election coming up in November, and I can tell you, there are a number of people on the ballot that are not in love with the Green New Deal. They believe that the best people to make decisions are on Main Street, not on Pennsylvania Avenue in terms of their success. And ultimately, what we need to do is make sure that we put the power back into the hands of men and women, the forgotten men and women on Main Street, and let them do what they do best. Because I can tell you, Joe Biden's economy is one that will not last. He needs to take a few lessons from his predecessor, because Donald Trump knew how to fix not only gasoline prices, but make the economy hum.
That's Mark Meadows, former Trump chief of staff. When we come back, we'll get to your phone calls. I want to find out from you how this Biden inflation spike, 8.5% just the other day, how it's impacting your family. It's one thing to you know, chew up numbers, and I can give you numbers on all kinds of things like that, but I think it's more powerful when it comes from you, how this is impacting you and your family. Are there decisions that you're having to make around the dining room table or the kitchen table that is changing the way you and your family live your lives? That, to me, is what's important, how it impacts you. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer, and I've got a question for you. Do you have any idea where our taxes go? Better yet, how about what our money gets spent on? Well, I think it's time we put someone in office who will answer these questions and start being accountable to you. That is why I've decided to run for Nevada State Treasurer. My pledge to you is simple. Send me to Carson City, and I'll be accountable to you, and we'll maximize the treasurer's office by making it the most transparent in the country. We should not have to beg for accountability in government. Transparency and accountability in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, your Republican nominee for Nevada State Treasurer. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call is paid for by Manny for Nevada.
Don't let the stress of buying a new home or refinancing an existing mortgage get to you. With GFL Capital Mortgage, we make the process simple and fast, with most loans closing in 14 days or less. GFL Capital Mortgage will educate and guide you through every step of the process. We're A-plus rated with the BBB and 5-star rated with Google and Zillow. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number NB4265, NML. S64367.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
This is Tony Grady, candidate for Nevada Lieutenant Governor. The family is the basic unit of our society. Parents make the decisions for their children. So why do those who run the schools hide what they are doing to our children? Because they are intent on undermining our society, and we need to stop them now. As Nevada's next Lieutenant Governor, I will advocate for parental choice in education. I will work for school vouchers and to fully fund Nevada's Opportunity Scholarship Program that the governor slashed and the Democratic legislature legislature continues to underfund. Together, we will put the free market principles of choice back into our education system to achieve excellence by highlighting failing schools so that they can either improve or close. I am your statesman, considering future generations and not just reacting to the present. Your voice matters, Nevada. Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn more about my policies. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message, paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
You're pregnant, and no matter what you do, no matter what you try, you can't stop using alcohol, drugs, or tobacco. But no matter how lost you are, how far along you are, it's not too late. There's always hope, and there are many safe places that can help you stop using. In Nevada, pregnant women are given the highest priority for substance use treatment. Low-cost treatment options may be available so you and your baby can get healthy now. If you or someone you love is pregnant or thinking about getting pregnant and using alcohol, drugs, or tobacco, visit SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org or call 211 to find help today. SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org also has resources for healthcare providers, friends, and family. If you want to help someone who's pregnant and using, visit SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org or call 211 today. Sponsored by the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health and in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Learn more at She Can STEM, a message brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association. Paul Enos and all the good men and women from the Nevada Trucking Association getting stuff from point A to point B, and they do it with a smile on their face. I absolutely love them. Thank you to the folks at Nevada Trucking Association. How many of you know people who have been kicked off or suspended from Twitter? Maybe it's because of my job, but I know a lot of them. And in fact, a lot of them have worked with me and for me over the course of the last 10-plus years. Twitter has made a habit of trying to silence people like Wayne Allen Root and Megan Barth and so many more. That's why when word leaked out that Elon Musk was looking to do a takeover of Twitter, that it got me asking the question, well, what is this going to mean? Tucker Carlson took this up last night. This is cut number 5, by the way. Tucker talked about Elon Musk and the takeover at Twitter and what it could mean for freedom in our country. Listen to this.
It looks possible that Elon Musk will seize control of Twitter and end censorship on that platform. Now, why should you care about that? It's like a tech story, right? Who cares about social media? Here's why you should care. Because if that were to happen, we could see a return of free speech to the United States, and nothing should give you more hope than that possibility. A free Twitter would mean an open debate about ideas on the single most important incubator of elite opinion in the world. It would mean a return to free and fair elections in the United States, a system in which both sides are allowed to make their case to the public, and then the public can decide. It's called democracy. And above all, a free Twitter would mean a direct challenge to the people in charge of our country's institutions, many of whom are incompetent. For the first time in years, we will be able to talk honestly about our leaders. We'll be able to have the kind of conversations that make democracy possible. We can't have those conversations now, and there's a reason for it. The point of censorship is never to shield the weak, no matter what Barack Obama may tell you. The point of censorship, always and everywhere, is to protect entrenched power. That's why it's the powerful who impose censorship for their own benefit. And that's exactly why illegitimate regimes fight so hard to control information through censorship. That's their main concern. Why are they so focused on that? That's why. Somehow.
Okay. That was Tucker Carlson last night. And I love the idea of a free Twitter. There's something magical there. That's the kind of stuff, that's the good news that we like to report every so often.